Hello and welcome to the first episode of Book Bites. This is a show for programmers who like to read books.
And for programmers who don't love to read books and would rather have us tell them all about it.
Hopefully you like to learn, because we're going to be talking about books. And so you can choose to read the books along with us, or just listen and see what we said about the books. And maybe you'll find it interesting, and maybe you'll want to read the books too.
We are a group of people that are interested in improving our craft. And one of the ways that we know to do that is by reading books and discussing them with one another, so we could get kind of an outside perspective. And I'm really excited to be part of it.
So in this episode, we're going to introduce the show in general and the hosts, and then we'll introduce the first book we're going to be talking about.
If you've listened to this point, keep listening. At the end of the podcast, we'll be announcing a super exciting giveaway, so stay tuned for that.
Okay, so now we can do the part where we introduce ourselves.
I am Jen Luker. I am a lead software engineer at Deseret Digital Media, and I am known as Knit Code Monkey on Twitter. As the name designates, I never, ever, ever stop knitting. So if I ever say I'm too sick to knit, I'm certainly not doing the podcast.
I'm Adam Garrett Harris, and I've been a developer since 2010 when I got a CS degree, and I got a job as a web developer at a radio company. And currently I'm at a consulting company, so I get to move around to a lot of different clients and work on their front end with JavaScript and React, and currently learning Elm. I have started knitting, but I don't knit that often. And currently I'm really into typewriters.
You have no idea how excited I am about the knitting thing.
I think I might break the knitting streak here. I'm Safiya Abdallah. I started programming when I was 10 years old and haven't stopped since. Currently, you can find me contributing to open source, blogging on my blog, which is blog.safiya.rocks, and running my solo bootstrapped startup called Tanmu Labs. And that's pretty much it about me.
I love your domain name. It's so
Thank
cool.
Thank you. It's only 10 bucks.
Not bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, the .fm domain is like 90.
Oof.
So I'm Jason Staten. I am a full stack developer. Currently, I'm working as a technical lead over at Domo in Utah. And I find myself, when I'm not on the computer, often doing ham radio. So you can hear me as November Sierra 8 India.
Oh, you got your custom name?
I did get it. And I am trying to, always trying to influence people at work to get on the airwaves as well.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's like we actually have a ham radio club at work. So there's a whole group of people that went and got their tests and their licenses. And it's quite fun to hear the chatter.
I don't think it's the same as ham radio, but I have a friend here in Chicago who's got a whole thing built around police scanners. It's pretty cool. He built an app to listen to different police scanner feeds and like issue real-time alerts on crime. And he works with a lot of people who are interested in like civic data and public works. So I think I've always been fascinated about that aspect, but I think it's completely different from ham radio. Might be wrong. I'm just rambling about nothing. Ignore me.
There's some overlap in the communities.
So our first book is called Apprenticeship Patterns by Dave Hoover and Ade Oshene. I first came across this book about 4 years ago, and it was a free book online. It was pretty early in my career, and I found it to be very useful, and I think it's still useful today. So we're actually recording this after we've all read it. So what was everyone's expectations before reading the book, and how did that change as you read it?
When I initially got the recommendation for the book, or when we initially decided to read it, I thought that it would be much more thought leadery and a little like self-helpish. As we were reading it, that perspective changed. I realized that it's much more so a technical manual. And as we discussed in the podcast episodes that you'll be listening to, hopefully, a set of patterns or communication tools to discuss the same ideas around how our careers develop and what our career goals are.
When I was first approached by Adam about reading the Apprenticeship Patterns book, I didn't quite know what to expect. The first thing that jumped into mind was the Gang of Four design patterns that I had remembered studying in college. And it actually made me, after reading it, made me wish that I had read that initially versus the Gang of Four. And I think that it's been really nice to go through as a way to do some self-assessment and to learn about ways that I can still continue to grow myself as a developer. It's something that I think that I would recommend to any new developer or developer who's looking to progress themselves a bit more.
Yeah. And I had read it online before, but I got the physical copy this time and I really enjoyed having the physical copy. The book is really tiny when you have the physical copy, which is great because you can just reference the little sections really easily and you can read it pretty quick. And something about having a physical copy makes it easier to read in a way. I guess I don't know how to explain it, but when you're reading it online, it just feels like a really long article. And when you're reading a book, it just feels like a really small book.
Mm, I can definitely understand that feeling. I was reading it on digital, and there were definitely at times when I was scrolling through it on like the single page view in preview on Mac, and I was just like, oh boy, this is actually starting to look like a technical manual.
Yeah.
I did expect it to be talking about how to get started in development and how to progress beyond the apprentice process and into more of a leader process. I was pleasantly surprised to discover that, as opposed to assuming that everyone is at a different level and that you've got the junior and the mid-level and the senior level devs, that it very much focused on your own journey and your own path and gave us more of a common language in which to discuss our experiences. So as we are working together, we can talk about those things and understand exactly what it is we're referring to.
So here's how the format for this show is going to work. It's a fortnightly podcast, so it's going to come out every 2 weeks on every other Monday. First, we'll do a short episode like this one to introduce the book that we'll be reading, and then we'll have a certain number of episodes where we talk about the book a few chapters at a time, and we'll let you know in advance what chapters we're going to be talking about in case you want to read along with us, or if not, that's cool. And then hopefully we will bring the author on to talk about the book in an episode. So we're definitely going to have the author of Apprenticeship Patterns, one of the authors, Dave Hoover, come on. And we've got the author of the next book lined up as well. So next time we'll talk about chapters 1 and 2. Week after that, we'll do 3 and 4. And then finally, chapters 5 through 7. Then we'll be talking with author Dave Hoover. Another thing we're doing is a book giveaway. So I have 5 copies of Apprenticeship Patterns signed by Dave Hoover that I'll be giving away to 5 listeners of the show.
To participate in the giveaway, you'll need to go to orbit.fm/bookbytes/giveaway. There, you'll find the instructions for participating in the giveaway.
And since we're a new show, we're asking for you to leave an iTunes review, hopefully a good one. Doesn't have to be, but leave an iTunes review and then fill out the form on the giveaway page. We really appreciate any and all reviews we can get, any feedback we can get. Please subscribe in your favorite podcast player. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, you know, wherever you get your podcast. And you can also subscribe on YouTube if you want. It's just audio, but it's on there.
We really appreciate any and all feedback that you have to share with us.